Hello, and welcome to Power of Attorney. I am your host, LaTanya Moore. Today, we have a fabulous show. We are going to be talking about how to unleash the unstoppable business, and we have none other than Bridget Irby with us. She is the author of Unleash the Unstoppable Business Edition, but she's also a former CEO of an international digital marketing agency. Bridget, welcome to Power of Attorney.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Now, you have a phenomenal story. And just for our listeners, we wanted Bridget to be on because lots of you writing in, you guys contact us about challenges that you have in your business. Now, I'm not going to steal Bridget's thunder, but I'd like to kind of open it, Bridget, with you sharing about how did you come to this place of the unstoppable business? Because it actually started with a tragedy.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So my background is in healthcare sales and marketing. So I did turnarounds for 7 years. So I would go in when companies were failing and I would help to scale them up, and revenue generation was my thing. And I started a consulting business. It grew to an international digital marketing agency. And you know, fast forward several years, I really had this picture perfect life, you know, big house, fancy cars, great relationships, you know, kids, pool, the whole nine yards, brick and mortar, full team, everything was great. And then on March 7th of 2017, our son, who was a senior in high school at the time, was in an accident on his way home, and he ended up in a coma for almost a year. And during that time, it was like everything in my world fell apart. I mean, I genuinely went from this picture perfect life to I don't know how things are going to work. Like, I lost my business. My husband and I spent almost a solid year at his bedside, really waiting for him to wake up. We brought him home in a coma in July of 2017. They wanted to put him in a nursing home. And instead, we brought him home and we provided care for him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We took turns sleeping and taking shifts. And then towards the end of that, you know, we leveraged all of our assets to be able to not work for that year. And then at the end of it, I was like, what am I going to do? You know, like, we've been doing this for a year. We moved from our town where we had really established networks and connections with people. We moved to a different state so that our son could get the care that he needed. We were at that point homeschooling our two younger kids because of the area that we lived in. We didn't have a good school district to put them in. So it just went from this picture perfect life to everything's crazy and now I have to start over. And what I had been doing before was we did a lot of things with website design and development, a digital marketing, retargeting, Facebook ads, a lot of the more aggressive digital strategies, which are great for companies that are ready to scale. But I found myself in this position where I had to make income quickly. It was the difference between us being able to keep going or us going under. So I got to this position where I was like, how am I going to generate income now to be able to take care of the things that we need to take care of? And so that was really where that Unleash the Unstoppable formula was born, because initially what I did was I went down the route that I was most familiar with. I went down this digital marketing route, which all of those things take time. When you're looking at investing in terms of social media and building your audience and building your brand and things like that, those things take time. And the Unleash the Unstoppable formula is really about how am I going to identify my low-hanging fruit and generate cash flow quickly in my business, and then continue to generate cash flow in a way that is sustainable for my life and my family and what I need from my business right now. So that it was born out of this really, really sad situation. But ultimately, it's really allowed us to have what we want.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, and I wanted to give you, you know, that time and space too, because a lot of people, they come, they want to, you know, they want to hear about legal topics or business topics, which that's great. But I think that, that for our audience, they really also need to understand that, that there's a human side of it. And sometimes those things take precedent, right? Over our business, over our goals, over everything, right? And as a mother, trust me, I understand saying, I don't care what it takes, you know, this is what I want to do. And I certainly want to commend you for that. And I'm, you know, I'm grateful that you were able to do that, because so many parents can't. They don't know. They don't have that. But I want to talk about something that you said, because guys, again, it is Unleash the Unstoppable and it is the business edition, but Bridget has a formula. And while we can't go into it, you guys can get the book. And Bridget, right, just real quickly, where can they find the book?
They can go to Amazon or they can go to my website, which is bridgeterby.com, BRIDGETIRBY.com.
Okay, great. So you guys can get all of the details and the full formula at bridgeterby.com. But in our time, I want to talk a little bit about, I would say, if I were to choose one of the things that you mentioned, because you talked about identifying your low-hanging fruit. You talked about cash flow, quick cash flow generation, and sustaining the lifestyle. I want to focus on the quick cash flow generation. And let me tell you why, because exactly what you said, a lot of people think, well, you know, I need to take out digital ads or, you know, Google ads, Facebook ads, whatever ads. But again, you're talking, what, 60, 90 day turnaround to see any true results. So because of that, what is sort of like the one or two things that you can share with us about a quick cash flow generation strategy?
So the main formula that we use and that we teach consists of three basic principles. And that's, number one is finding your right person. So your right person is, it's similar to your ideal avatar, but it is looking at it in a different way. It is the right person who has a problem that you can solve in a unique way, in a very unique way, something that you have that no one else has. And this person, not only do they have a problem that you can solve in a unique way, but they are motivated to solve that problem right then. And they have the cash to be able to pay you to solve that problem. So those are the three qualifications that that person has to have. And if they are missing any one of those three, they're not your right person. The second piece is knowing the right words to say to show that person that you are the answer to their problem. And let me give you an example. So let's say, for example, that you are a real estate agent and you have a buyer who wants to buy a house, right? And maybe they want to buy a house sometime within the next year, but they aren't necessarily in a huge rush. Versus you have a buyer who has to find a home within the next 30 days. They're already pre-qualified. They have the credit. They have everything they need, and they're ready to move forward right now. That's your right person. It would be that right person who is ready to move right now. So it's really isolating out those people and focusing on saying the right words to those people. And the right words are really about feeding back to them what it is that you've heard that they need, which goes back to listening. And the third piece of it is making the right offer. So it's finding the right person, saying the right words, and making the right offer. And none of that, you don't need a website, you don't need a social media page, you don't need anything else to find the right person, say the right words, and make the right offer. It's really that simple. When I first started, we did social media management and several other things. And when I first started, I actually got a client on retainer at $2,000 a month before I had a website, before I had anything. I was literally just in a conversation. She told me, you know, I'm struggling with these kinds of things on social media. I've hired someone to do this, but it's not working out. And then I said, oh, well, here's how you would fix it. And I just gave her the information. This is how you would fix it. And then she was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. I don't know how to do that. Can I hire you too? And I said, yes. And it was that simple. It was a 30-minute conversation. Nothing with anything digital. It was so, so simple. And that's the power of that formula. That's the Unleash the Unstoppable formula. That's boiling it down so that you have the highest ROI on your time investment and you're not spending all of this time on things that will make you money down the road, but they're not going to make you money right now.
I love it. I love it. And I really wanted you to share that with our audience, because I know even some of the things that you just mentioned, I almost said, is that me, right? Am I this person that you described? Because again, those of us that aren't in this space,
right,
but we are business owners. I can remember just very quickly, I had some folks to say to me, well, you don't have a lot of likes or something on your page. And I just mm-hmm. sort of started laughing, like, what does that mean? Versus credibility, right? Versus right. recommendation. And I'm saying that to say, this goes back to the right person. Like you mentioned, right. that person was not the right person for our offers and the offering that we have and the things that we're doing. And so I am hopeful that my listeners are writing down these nuggets, and they need to go and get your book at BridgetErby.com. Again, guys, that is Unleash the Unstoppable. That's the business edition. Yes. I want to switch, just shift just a little bit, because I have to ask this question. So let's go back a little bit. So you're at that space, you need money immediately, you create this great formula and just go with it. But before that, kind of between those two things, what would you say gave you the courage to essentially start over?
I don't know if it was courage as much as it was, I just didn't have any other option.
Okay.
And I am, you know, I don't know if it's okay to talk about faith, but
absolutely.
Well, I'm very faith-based, and I can tell you, I just got to a point where, I remember I was sitting in this tiny little closet. You got to remember, I went from this, you know, big office with staff and team members and all of this stuff, and you know, this 3,600 square foot house to this tiny apartment in a city where we didn't know anybody. We didn't know anything about anything. And, you know, we went to this 1,200 square foot apartment. So I literally had a section of a closet that was my office. And I remember sitting in that closet, and our son was in the other room, and my husband was taking care of him, and I knew we were going to have to switch shifts pretty soon. And I was like, how am I going to make money? And I had already done what I knew logically to do, right? So I'd been in the digital space for a long time. So I was looking at Facebook ads and, you know, websites, and I wrote out this really long form sales letter, and I sent it out to my past clients, and I did all this stuff, but none of it worked, right? And I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I can tell you, I just broke down in that closet, and I just sobbed. And I was like, I'm going to, and I think we, especially as women, but as parents in general and business owners, I took all this weight on myself, and I really was like, if I don't get this together, then it's going to be my fault. Like, my son's going to end up in a nursing home, and we're going to go bankrupt, and it's going to be my fault. And I just gave it to God. Like, I just was like, I know that I didn't come this far to only come this far. And I had my mini mental breakdown, and I sobbed, and I let it all go. And then when the dust kind of cleared and settled, I was like, okay, what is my next step? And then that's, you know, what is the most simple way for me to generate cash flow quickly and to be able to support the family? And ultimately, that was finding someone with a problem. I need to find someone with a problem who has the money to pay me, and I need to solve their problem. And that's it. That's the only thing I need to focus on. And so that's what I did. I started going into Facebook groups. I private messaged all of my past clients. I picked up the phone and called the ones that didn't respond to me. And ultimately, I was able to generate more than enough income to take care of us. And just 3 weeks, I generated $15,000. And then in the next month, it was $30,000. So it was really, I don't know if it was courage as much as it was really just faith that God didn't bring us that far to fail.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And you know, it's very interesting because for those of us that understand where you were, right? Because a lot of us that have been in business for a while, a lot of us that have the stories of, you know, our turning points of losing it all and, you know, kind of seeing everything right. going down. Because trust me, I have a story as well. And I think that, and I was kind of snickering a bit because I, you know, you were in a closet, I was in a car, and I always tell this story about, like, I was driving down I-20 in Atlanta, just like bawling, like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I understand that place. I understand that place where you really are like, you have no choice but to cry out because it's like, what else, right? Yeah. What else am I going to do? So I love it. And thank you so much for sharing that. And one last thing before we go, what are some words of wisdom or just some advice that you can give to our audience who they're looking for the quick cash flow because either they're in a situation that they absolutely need it, they have no other options, or they're just looking to level up their business?
I would tell them to focus on simplicity, do as little as possible, and to be very, very specific. So to make sure that every action that they are spending time on is a revenue producing action. Make sure, I mean, ultimately your cash flow is directly correlated to how many offers you make in a day. So before you go spending time on social media, before you go spending time on anything else, you need to make sure you are in front of the right person and you are making offers all day long. That's what you need to be doing. That's really the only thing that you need to be doing to increase the cash flow in your business. And then if you're looking to scale and you want to put the systems in place so that you can go to the next level, it's really about lead generation systems. Fulfillment, from my experience, will take care of itself. Yes, it does. You do need the systems in place to be able to handle that. But if you don't have a lead generation systems on the front end that will continuously keep customers coming in your door, then the fulfillment doesn't matter, right? So that has to be your first focus with your lead generation systems. And how am I going to make more offers to more people who can buy from me every single day? And what am I doing right now that's not helping me to make offers to people? And then stop doing that.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Bridget, for being here with us. I'm sure that there will be an opportunity for our paths to cross again. Yes. Listeners, don't forget, like our Facebook page, Power of Attorney. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. We're on Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, and more. So I am your host, LaTanya Moore, and I am encouraging you to leverage your power and protect your brand.